Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
And, you know, you and I are both aware of conferences and focuses and methods and techniques, and all of which are valid and valuable in their own rights. There's no doubt about that. Heck, you know, FMEAs, failure modes and effects analysis, that's a valuable tool to be applied in its own right. And I mean, that's just one example. There's a million of them. But you and I, we don't know of any other, I don't want to call it method. We don't know of any other entity that is trying to help people focus on the real root of our problems, and that is us. Everybody seems to want to avoid that. And, you know, since our discussions, Rob, last week, I've been wondering why. Why do they want to avoid the whole subject of, you know, people, personal accountability and introspection? It's, and I don't know. I have a few thoughts, but have you thought about that over the last week?
One thing that I just have to jump on here, and it should fit right in with what we're talking about. We talk around that. I mean, the whole industry does. I think the most popular phrase, if you Googled it right now, it's probably human performance, right? So it's talking about people. Human. I mean, that's the first part, right? In people and how we do things. Yet that's what it does. Everything to increase human performance, we're not getting to this level, are we? To actually have the human see how they contribute. We're convinced that it's lands a little further outside of just me changing. We need to have robust systems and procedures in place, which you do. I 100% you do. I'm the last person in the world that would want a refinery or a nuclear plant operating without that. But the bottom line is, over, I mean, you've spent 50 years doing investigations, and the bottom line is it comes back to people. It comes back to people. And along the way, it's so easy to stop and say, well, this is deep enough. This is what caused it. We'll fix this. Because there are things that you'll find that you need to fix before you get to people. There are. There always are. I was just sharing with my son. We were talking about different methodologies out there. And I said, probably one of the oldest, and it's still being used, because it's quick, it's dirty, and it can be very effective. The five whys. For the right thing, I mean, if you have someone actually seriously answer why five times, you do get to a level that problem solvers never get to, right? That's we're innate. Not only are we innate to blame, but we're the innate problem solvers. I think that's how we were designed. That's why we have jobs, because we run into obstacles and we fix them. We don't stop and contemplate, right? This is part, I'm going full circle here. It's just taking me a while. We don't stop and contemplate how I contributed to that, or do I need to change on that problem that I ran into? No, you want to fix it and move on. And you do it every day. But they're small problems, right? And that's how we use blame, literally like a club, to take care of problems. You sit there and you're able to assign blame to someone. You can check off in your mind that has nothing to do with me. Problem solved, and you move on. All of that keeps us from looking at ourselves. All of that keeps us from looking at ourselves, when the one thing we have to do is look at ourselves if we want to improve.
I think, though, Rob, that in thinking about this over the last week, I've been thinking of some personal examples. I mean, okay, my own personal examples, but other examples where I see other people out there. I'm certainly not going to mention any names, but you can look at yourself as part of the problem and see your role and be abhorred by it and bothered by it and not know or not know how to change or just flat out can't change because that's just who you are. And I think without verbalizing it, I think that people intuitively know that what we're trying to get after, trying to get people to see themselves as part of the problem and then change. Because if you see yourself as part of the problem, Rob, and don't change, well, then what the heck? Where have you gotten? All you've done is made people feel bad about themselves. But you haven't done anything about preventing future problems unless the person actually changes. So don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that what we're doing is invalid or doesn't work, because I mean, I know it works because I know how I was and I know how I am. I have changed. Not in every way, though. Nobody has. Nobody. We all works in progress, right? I think that's why people tend to dismiss what we're doing. You're trying to change something that's too hard to change. In fact, I almost know that that's what they're thinking. It's much easier to do the things that you just talked about, tweak a system or change a bolt or whatever. So we're up against something that's pretty big here.
Yeah, part of the process, though, I'm thinking to a stakeholder meeting. I am getting people in a room where we present evidence, and before we get there, we talk about the qualities of an accountable person, right? And the one to me that I end with, we go over four qualities of an accountable person, and the one to me that is should be asterisked and is the most important is honesty. And it's not just me being honest with you or with people in the room; it's me being honest with myself, and that's what accountability is. So, I mean, that's we talk about leadership. And being willing to go there before you ask other people to go, you have to be honest. And we have a process then that we ask people to answer the question, what is it about the way I am that contributed to this? And we don't say, okay, now fold that up and tear it into little pieces and throw it in the trash and we're done. That's not what we ask them to do. We ask them to answer that question, and then we ask them to share that in front of everybody. I mean, you talk about being vulnerable. That's you said earlier when an earlier conversation when we were talking about the van fire, right? That people start to see you and how you're being vulnerable. Well, that's what the process does to everyone in a stakeholder meeting. So I agree with you. It's hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm also saying if people are truly going to be honest with themselves, I mean, go through the gatekeeper question and be accountable, hold themselves accountable, not me. They're going to come out of that room changed. If they're honest, they're going to see that, and that will change them. Will they be perfect? Nope, they won't be perfect. You're going to have to look in that mirror continually. We have this conversation all the time. In fact, I don't even know how you put up with me 20 years ago. because you feel like you've changed, and Not that you've arrived, but well, today I wake up and the first thing on my mind's not, man, Rob, you have to change the way you think. I can't tell you what I need to change. But I guarantee that's true. I do need to change the way I think. And that's the phenomena of failure, right? Failure goes, hey, look at this. I'm giving you an opportunity to figure out, to understand what needs to change, what part of you needs to change. And people can take advantage of that opportunity or they can ignore it. And failure is ferocious in that it never leaves. It just gets louder and louder and louder. So that people will never change. I don't know that I can buy into never, because I think failure gets people's attention. They change one way or the other. My whole passion is, why don't we figure this out before we have a major incident, before someone dies, before a plant burns down, before 100 people lose their job, right? Before your family blows apart. Why don't we start using this before that? And that's on smaller things, right? Because that's what contributes to things that go wrong. And we just ignore it and repeat it and ignore it and repeat it. And we think that's life. And it's a form of life, but it's not what people want out of life. And we think everything around us needs to change. If my neighbor would be nicer, my life would be better. If my job, if the people at work were more competent, we wouldn't have problems. If my boss wasn't an overbearing micromanager, my life would be easy, right? That's So, yeah, I think people can change. They have to choose that. I don't think I can change anyone, but I know I can lead them through a process that if they're interested, they will come out of it differently.
I didn't mean to infer, and I know you know this, that this process doesn't work or that people
No.
can't change.
Yeah.
Of course they can. And again, I know that. I really do know that because of me. And I know what that van fire did to me. And that was just one failure. And I know how I am with when things go wrong. And every one of them is a golden opportunity for me to look at myself. So, yeah, but I'm talking about what other people think about our process, where we focus so
Yes.
much on introspection, and they're wrong. They're wrong that this process doesn't change people. If we're talking about the stakeholder meeting now, I'd like to say a few things about the stakeholder meeting.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.